Yeah, this brings up the question of what is called right effort, very important for meditation. Right effort. Now in right effort, as I said earlier, we need to avoid two extremes, trying too hard and not trying at all. But how does one know that you are trying too hard? And how does one know that you are not trying at all? Again, experimenting, exploring, finding out. So one simple way of understanding that you are trying too hard is to, when you realize that you are experiencing restlessness, agitation, tension. This becomes apparent when you are trying hard, because you can't relax. You don't feel at ease. And what happens when you are not trying at all? You feel sleepy. You feel sluggish. So this is one very important point. The second point is not to associate meditation only with sitting. If we can learn to watch your mind, to observe your mind, to work with what is happening in your mind and body, in your everyday life, then when you sit, it is just continuing that state of mind. This is why it is said in the Dhamma that one needs to learn to meditate in all the four postures. Unfortunately, sitting, only sitting seems to be associated with meditation. So if one can learn to have this awareness, moment-to-moment awareness, as far as possible, in whatever you do, in everyday life, then this is very important to have, then meditation becomes natural. It's not something special. When it becomes natural, then it becomes effortless. And that I would suggest as effortless effort or right effort. There are some very interesting metaphors that are used in the Buddhist texts in relation to this. One was the Buddha met a monk who was trying extremely hard, and he happened to be a musician. And the Buddha asked, now when you were a musician, when you played your musical instrument with strings, when the strings were too hard, or when the strings were too loose, what was the nature of the music? So he got the message. Then another example is catching a quail, catching a little bird. If you catch the bird too hard, what might happen? You might harm that bird. If you catch the bird too loose, what will happen? The bird will lose. You will lose the bird. It will fly away. The Buddha himself says, crossing the stream, when he tried too hard, he was carried away. When he didn't try at all, he sank. So this is very important for you to experience this balance. And this balance, you have to find out yourself. No teacher, no book can help you to experience this right effort. And I suppose what is related to this, as I said earlier, is having expectations. Now I like to mention, I forgot to mention it last night. Now in the technique that I presented last night, It's very interesting. There is no model. There is no model of what should happen or what should not happen. Now this brings up a profound point. If we meditate with a model, it can be the Buddhist model, it can be the Christian model, it can be a Hindu model or whatever. If you meditate with a model, what will happen? Your experience is colored by that model. Interesting point to reflect. And you will be interpreting that experience in relation to the model that you are holding on. So in the technique that I presented yesterday, there was no model. And when there is no model, how can there be any problem? So having no model is allowing things to unfold naturally, rather than doing things with your will. So in other words, in meditation, one needs to learn to let go of your will. To let go of the controller and just allow things. To learn to surrender to things. Then there is, for that to happen, there has to be a beautiful naturalness. So this is related to having strong expectations, having strong goals of achieving certain states of mind while meditating. So I would suggest what would be more important is awareness. Just be aware of what is happening. And let states of mind, concentration, focusing, calm, let them arise naturally if there is a need to arise. And when the mind is calm, just know that the mind is calm. When the mind is restless, just know that the mind is restless. We can learn from a mind that is calm. We can learn from a mind that is restless.